Lord in it.
I've actually just been locked away in dark rooms recording, so haven't really seen much of the sun at all.
Because you've been away in Australia over Christmas and New Year as well, haven't you? Getting time to write the new album, yeah?
Yeah, I've sort of been seeing my family, my girlfriend, and relaxing and doing lots of writing as well. So I've been away from UK now 8 weeks.
Wow.
And I'm in LA now, and then I go to Vegas. Promote change where he gives me because I've only just coming out over here.
Okay.
And I'm in New York for a few days. But I've basically written, I think now, 14 new tracks in probably the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
And my brain's just fried. Like, I've used up every idea possible. Back in September, I wrote a list of song titles down because I always start with song titles.
Okay.
And I find it easier to work backwards from the title. And I was feeling really confident and great, and now I've just run out of song titles because I've never written so much so quickly.
So have you actually got a name for the album yet?
I'm toying between two names, but I'm probably not going to disclose it for a few months yet. I've got to hold it back, mate, sorry.
That's cool. It only seems like a couple of months ago we were talking about playing in the shadows. No rest for the wicked, is there?
You know what I mean? It's so competitive nowadays, especially in electronic music, right, all around the world, you know, there's just, like, so many new acts popping up all the time, and everyone's just really operating at quite a high level.
Yeah.
And I was going to sort of take a year off from recording, but then there just seems to be such a demand and so much momentum, like, coming out of Midnight Run and, like, the Laid Back Loop tune at the end of last year. Then realising that around the rest of the world, people are only just discovering Change Where You Kiss Me and Stay Awake. And then we've got this arena tour in April.
Yeah.
I just thought, let's get some more tunes out for the summer. So I've got a song with Flux Pavilion, which is going to be Flux Pavilion featuring me, which is out in around April. So people should be hearing that in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Also done a song with Alvin Risk, who people might know, he was Stay Awake.
Yeah. We've actually got him, he's going to be coming on the show next week, actually. He's been doing his 48 hours and stuff, talking about all his favourite tracks, so I'm really excited about him. So I just think he's amazing.
People haven't really heard much of him yet. He's only known for about 3 or 4 remixes.
Yeah.
But, I mean, one of the biggest DJs in the world now is Skrillex.
Yeah.
I was chatting to him at his show the other week in LA, and he was saying to me how much he believes in Alvin Risk. And, you know, I think that guy's going to be one of the biggest names by the end of the year, like, of the new batch, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I've done a song with him, which I think is a potential single, and then I've been in the Kill the Noise as well.
Yeah.
Kind of done something a bit similar to, I suppose, maybe Kickstart.
Nice.
I don't know, it's a pretty exciting album, man, and LA for me now is the most exciting place, I think, for dance music at the moment in the world.
Yeah. Well, talking of back home, you are, like you said, back April and May, a massive UK tour. It's sold out now, I think?
Yeah, I saw the figures the other day. I think it's like 110,000 tickets, and we've sold 100,000.
Then, of course, you've got a handful of dates for us at Ibiza Live and Mallorca Live. Very excited about this. 17th of June in Mallorca for the launch of that, and then the 10th and 31st of July at BCM Square. Then a hop over the Med, private jet in it to Eden in Ibiza on the same night. So, really, I can't wait to see you play and catch up. But for anyone who's not been to one of your gigs, sum it up for us.
Yeah, I mean, like, when we do these sort of club shows, it's quite different for the live band.
Mm-hmm.
I do it with Wire, who's been my DJ for about 5 years now, and for anyone who doesn't know about him, he runs MTA, which is his label. And we kind of just do a mashup of all my singles, so you get like 12 of my tunes, and then you get those sort of chopped up alongside drum and bass and dubstep remixes with kind of classic dance records ranging from
house
to pop. It's just sort of like, I think in a net, you probably end up hearing about 50 songs.
Awesome.
And I kind of sing and rap and MC and host the whole thing, and it's just a massive jump up rave. It's pretty fun for me to do compared to the live show where I've got to do, you know, an hour and a half with the band, and it's quite long and dragged out. And obviously in the live show you have a lot more downtime, you might have a sort of some slower moment.
Yeah, of course.
Whereas the club shows that we do at BCM and Eden, it's going to be full on energy. The thing about Ibiza is you get all sorts of people. You get like old ravers there in their 30s and 40s. You get the young kids coming through in their teens. And then you get like dubstep heads and drum and bass heads. And you get all the European crowds. And it's just like a big carnival on an island. It's amazing.
Well, just from you describing how the show is going to be, I'm so excited. There's going to be Ibiza Live and Mallorca Live. A few of those dates over summer. I'll run through those again a bit later on. But if it's cool.
The same night then?
Yeah, man, I'm resident and hosting, so I'm going to be there for every single one.
Treat, mate.
I'll be getting the drinks in, or maybe you will. well, if it's cool with you, we're going to get some of those sets recorded, all the crowd noise, all the atmosphere, and hopefully we'll be able to have a catch up and talk about the new album over a few bottles of Corona and stuff. So looking forward to it. Okay, we'll let you get on with your day over in LA. Thank you very much for that, and look forward to seeing you in a few months, mate.
All right, Andy, I'll see you soon, mate.